My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. This is episode 12 of season 2. Today we're talking about raising whole writers. There is something delicious about writing the first words of a story. You never quite know where they'll take you. And that's a quote from the lovely Beatrix Potter. These days it can often be challenging to instill a love of writing in our kiddos. And I know you know this. They're constantly bombarded by games and YouTube and movies and shows. In fact, many kids, including my own, love to watch other kids play instead of engaging in that enjoyment themselves. Like, they love it. And it can often be challenging to have them sit, use their imagination, and start writing their own story. Shoot, they're... Or many times when I was teaching my students, and a student would even say, I don't even know what to draw. What is happening? What is happening? So we're going to talk about that today. Thank you for joining me. I hope you have a delicious mug of something. I am enjoying a cup of coffee and excited to talk about this topic with you. As an ESL teacher who taught children to write in, their native language, it was, you know, at times very challenging, but in many ways it was so inspiring to see them start writing, as they started to be more confident. And so that's the goal here, is to really start getting your young readers to start putting their ideas and their stories on paper. And that starts at the very beginning, you know, with a picture, with scribbles, with all those things. So thank you for joining me today. And, you know, my question is, what is happening? You know, I feel like that sense of imagination and creativity is often stolen from our kids because, you know, they're seeing, kids playing, they're, you know, watching kids do their own thing instead of focusing on, you know, their own stories, their own creativity. You know, where are our creators and inventors? Where are our, you know, pages of stories of dragons and adventurers and astronauts and monsters and imaginary creatures? You know, even in middle school and high school, when I've been tutoring, you know, teens are they writing at a level that will help them excel in college and in life? You know, it's a different kind of writing, but it's still the ability to put all of your thoughts and ideas cohesively, you know, in a piece of writing. And yes, writing is a skill that all children need to acquire and do well in order to succeed in this world. They need to be able to thoughtfully and confidently communicate their thoughts and feelings and ideas for others to read and understand. But they also need guidance and encouragement and the opportunity to express themselves through writing without being assessed or corrected or discouraged. They get enough of that, don't they? So we are going to talk about that today. And sadly, the stats today about young writers are heartbreaking. You know, 3/4 of both 12th and 8th graders lack proficiency in writing, according to the most recent National Assessment of Educational Progress. And 40% of those who took the ACT writing exam in the high school class of 2016 lacked the reading and writing skills necessary to complete successfully a college-level English composition class, according to this particular company's data. So we as parents can change these numbers simply by offering guidance at home. And how can you get your new or hesitant writer to start writing? You know, and all teachers have experienced this before. If you are a teacher, you know, you put a writing prompt up on the board and you ask your kids who don't even, you know, they're just sitting there after you've given them the prompt and they don't even know where to begin. The kids also you might have who write a sentence or maybe two sentences. Or you have a kiddo somewhere in the middle of that who maybe write a word or two and just don't know where to go from there. And this is talking about the very beginning stages of writing, right? So how can we encourage and support our kids to start writing, and not only writing, but writing well? We have to remember that writing, you know, must be meaningful to them. So if you have a very young writer, you know, even ages 2 or 3 even, you know, having them scribble seems very, just silly, but really and truly that's their first real interaction with writing is being able to, you know, whatever ideas they have in their head is that they're using a crayon and they are scribbling it on paper. That's their first experience with writing, and we should embrace it and encourage them to do that. Or if they're drawing pictures is another great way. If they're a little bit beyond scribbling, encouraging them just to draw. And, you know, you can even teach many things in there slowly, and of course, in a way that, you know, you're not telling them exactly what to do, but really kind of embedding it as you're watching them and encouraging them is, you know, encouraging them to add details. You know, if they're first learning to draw a picture, they don't know. They're still kind of developing their idea of what it means to put a person on paper. So they may have their arms coming out of their heads, right? Or they may not have any fingers and toes. So you can slowly tweak that and encourage them and model for them what a good drawing, you know, with details looks like. And it may take a little bit of time, you know, encouraging them to draw sun and grass and adding all of those, you know, important details in there. And it takes time, right? You know, it's kind of, you kind of add those little nuggets in as you watch them grow as a writer. And then another great thing to do for those young kiddos is, you know, you're trying to focus it on something that they're engaged in, that they're interested in, and they love their name, right? They love their name. They love that it's all about them. So, you know, focusing on your child's name, whether they're tracing it or gluing Cheerios on, if you've written their name on paper for them, you know, being able to interact with their name in different ways is a wonderful way to start writing with them as well. So like I said, tracing or other name activities is a great place to start. And I'll put some of those suggestions in the show notes. But let's think about some other great tips too, because there's lots of ways we can encourage our kiddos to write these days. And, you know, especially this is more focusing on like really young readers. I'm sorry, readers, writers. And in fact, I probably have another podcast episode on, you know, the more advanced writers. But for in this particular case, this is for kiddos who are just, you know, not writing yet or just at the very beginning of it, or, you know, literally have just started, and recently. So one of the things is, this kind of goes without saying for any writer, is focusing on interests, right? Topics of interest. So if they're starting to write, even just drawing a picture or writing a sentence, is, you know, writing about something that they're interested, whether it's a make-believe story or a nonfiction, you know, they want to write about a bug or they want to write about their favorite animal. You know, or if they're starting to write a little bit more, you know, make them the main character of their story. Help, you know, have them choose the ending. You know, for beginning readers, you know, they can help create a story and then you can dictate for them, which I'm going to explain for you in a minute what dictating is. You know, or you could, you know, also help your child grow and improve on the level that he or she is on. So understanding that we're, you know, we know where we want them to be. We know what they want, we want them to do, but they're not there yet. And so we're not going to push them or stress them out about where they need to be or what they're not doing right. We're encouraging them where they are at their level. And then just kind of, you know, guiding them to do a little bit more that this time and a little bit more that next time. And if they're not ready, it's okay. The fact that they are wanting to do this and are engaged in it is a wonderful thing. So just knowing that they are growing, they are doing this, and we know where we want them to go, but they might not be there yet, and that's okay. Another great tip is, you know, journaling together or having them have a journal. I use journals all the time with my students, and it was just extremely beneficial to have them have a journal that you can track the progress of their writing. You know, you can see it from the very beginning stages, and you know, by the end of your journal, you know, you can see how much growth that they've shown. And it's really great. You can put the date for whatever they're working on, and having, you know, daily drawing and writing, or you know, if you can't do it every day, a couple times a week, so that you can see the progress that they're making. So let's talk about drawing and dictating, because they can do this in the very beginning in their journal. And then you can slowly fade away your dictation and have them start writing. So drawing and dictating is pretty simple. So what it is they draw a picture of whatever they want. They tell you about what it's about. And then you're going to dictate or write, you know, a sentence or two about the picture anywhere on that paper so that they can see that their picture is the illustration. And then there's also the concept of telling the story through words. And you wrote those words for your child. And, you know, you can do this in the very beginning if, of course, they're still learning their letter names and sounds. They're not quite confident yet to be able to actually write the words. You can dictate because they're still telling a story. It's just they're not able yet to put it on paper. So feel free to do that as needed, and then just slowly fade that out as they're starting to be able to write on their own. And it's a wonderful thing to see that transition. And then lastly, a great thing that you can do right in that journal is called shared pen. So you're writing together, you're drawing a picture together, and then as they're starting to be able to write a couple words, you are writing, you know, the story together underneath that picture. Whether that's one sentence or two sentences, you know, you write most of the words and they sound out a couple of them. It's still the understanding of how to write a story, and you're modeling how to do that. So those are just a couple great ways you can do that. I can't emphasize enough getting a journal for your child, and it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't have to be fancy. It's just the ability to have those pages in there for them to write on and to start at the beginning, and you can see their and see their growth. The goal here is to get your kiddos open to and excited about sharing their ideas, you know, which are important and they have value, and doing it confidently on paper. And they need to know that their ideas are important and they have value. So you are doing all of that when you're encouraging them to write wherever they are, whether it's scribbling or drawing a picture or writing one word or writing a sentence. And the big takeaways I want you to take from this episode is that you have to have consistency. They can't just practice this once a week or once every other week. They have to be able to have the opportunity to write, whether it's at school or with you at home, a couple times a week, because, you know, it takes practice just like any other thing, like a sport or reading, or, you know, anything like that. They have to be able doing it, you know, more than once a week. And encouragement, encouraging the scribbles, encouraging the sounding out, encouraging the creation of a sentence, because you really are setting that foundation, you know, for more and more writing to come. And, you know, making it fun and blending into activities. So if your child's playing, you know, in his or her pretend kitchen, for example, you know, bring their journal over there and have them draw a picture of what they're making in their kitchen. And then you can dictate the words for them and they can see you doing that, you know, and then build on this for older children. So if your child, you know, can write a word or can write a letter, you know, have them draw the picture and have them do that after they're done playing in the kitchen. Offer fun writing materials and tools. Oh my gosh, my students And my kids, they love, you know, silly pencils or fun erasers or colored pencils or, you know, and whatever else that they can enjoy using to write, in my opinion. They don't always have to just use a number two pencil, you know, get them excited and you know, I don't know. I feel like those different tools even add to the creativity of writing. So starting that foundation, you know, and just make the tasks more and more complex as you go. So I hope that helped today and encourage you that if you have a reluctant or new writer, that it is totally fine. You are not alone. And there are tons of ways to encourage them to do that. And, you know, a love for writing can start at an early age. So if you're wanting more guidance on exactly how to do that, I have some great tips and tricks and a whole structure of what I did with writing from my students who are actually writing in a second language, which is you know, extremely challenging but also rewarding and fun to see, that I am offering in a Raising Whole Writers course that will help to foster that love of writing and, give you a plan and, get your kiddos writing and writing confidently. So the course is just going to focus on simple steps that, you know, you can start today. It's intended for parents of children, you know, at the pre-K through second grade level. Again, starting at the basics and then getting more challenging and complex, or for a struggling writer, you know, having a difficult time putting their thoughts on paper. And if you want your child, you know, to be drawing a picture and writing a sentence independently, understanding the parts of a sentence, confidently sounding out and writing words, you know, drawing and writing in a journal, knowing how to use punctuation correctly and graphic organizers to assist with their writing, then this course is definitely for you. You know, everything is leveled and built on a foundation of writing that is necessary to thrive at school. And I can't believe kiddos are going to be starting school. So the summer just flew by, you know, and the thing is, even with my Raising Whole Readers course, I would rather help you prepare your children on the front end proactively than trying to reactively teach them, you know, while their classmates are passing them by. If they're struggling, or using this course, if they're not struggling, just as another supplement to get them moving in that right direction, you know, even more confidently. So I can help you do that. So feel free to take a look at my show notes. The information's down there. Again, thank you so much for supporting this podcast through Buy Me a Coffee and just supporting it in any way that you do. Some more updates: our Raising Whole Readers course is going self-led, which is very exciting, so that you as a parent or teacher can use these resources to help kiddos reading and reading well. So look for that information again in my show notes. I offer one-on-one coaching sessions to help support mamas in motherhood and learning at home if you are in need of that. We have a wonderful Facebook group with 400 plus mamas thriving in motherhood. Please join us. We have great resources on there, tons of fun. We share lots of funny things to make you giggle about motherhood. Of course, I have some fun mama merch on my website. Take a look at that. And if you're looking for any more reading tips and want to join our mailing list, the link is there as well. So thank you so much for joining me. I hope that this encourages you to get your kiddos out there and write. And stay tuned for another episode here at The Whole Mama. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care. Hey mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself. Read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoy this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at iamthewholemama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.